This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's lawsuits against the Trump administration continue to come fast and furious. In total, the Attorney General's office signed on to 17 suits in coordination with other states. CPR's Megan Verley has the latest.
One of the suits challenges the mass layoffs and restructuring at the Department of Health and Human Services. The suit argues the administration is overstepping its authority and that it's leaving states vulnerable to infectious diseases and other health concerns. The second lawsuit challenges the Trump administration's freezing of new federal permits for wind energy. The states involved say the president has provided no rationale for the sudden halt of wind development. Colorado lawmakers earmarked an extra $600,000 in the new state budget for the Attorney General's office to pursue legal action against the Trump administration. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
A young moose was spotted wandering through Alamosa Monday morning. CPR's Dan Boyce says it was a rare sight that far out in the San Luis Valley.
This loose moose was discovered in Alamosa's Rio Grande Farm Park. The Alamosa Citizen reports the yearling was trapped and confused by surrounding fences. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers coaxed it back into the open. CPW expects the moose probably came from the Sangre de Cristo Mountains east of town, likely separated from its mother. The officers were working to reunite the pair by Monday afternoon. In Alamosa, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Snow continues to fall west of Denver. If you're headed home on I-70 tonight, the rain snow line is around Genesee. This is CPR News.